It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What You Got Cooking.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
With Easter and Passover coming up this weekend, many of us will spend some serious time in the kitchen getting some big meals together. But on this morning's edition of What You Got Cookin', we turn to our resident foodie, Sasha Wohlhandler, for some tips on eggs. They're not just for breakfast or for Easter egg hunts anymore. Today we'll talk about eggs for dinner, perhaps for a dinner after all those crowds have left after the holidays. Sasha and her husband Steve Susser run Sasha's 527 restaurant and catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. How you doing, Sasha?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Doing great. Want to send a shout out to Steve, speaking of Steve Susser, who's recovering from hip surgery. He's hipper than ever, and we hope, Steve, that you're feeling good soon. And you've got some feel-good recipes for eggs, of all things, huh?
Well, you know, springtime always makes me think of eggs. As you said, you know, with Passover and Easter eggs, and the Passover plate has an egg on it. And it seems to me, guys, if you have some eggs in the fridge and you're tired or you're just want to make yourself a wonderful thing, you don't have to always go through the drive-through window of the carryout. You can make some great things with eggs for dinner. For example, omelets.
Yeah.
And everyone knows how to make an omelet, but doesn't know how to make an omelet. The French always say they have the thing on an omelet. First of all, I think it's important to get everything together because an omelet is really, really quick. And to make a really wonderful omelet, ask any super chef and they'll say two things they want to know if a cook can make: a roasted chicken and a really great omelet.
I always have a tough time making an omelet because I can't flip them. I can get the ingredients together, but I'm really terrible at flipping them.
And you know, you don't need to flip them, really. Get a nonstick saute pan, first of all. That's really important. And have your butter ready and your eggs. You can do a two-egg omelet or a three-egg omelet. You know, if you're really hearty, you want a three-egg omelet. Scurry the refrigerator and see whatever leftovers you're going to put in, but have them ready. I mean, for example, veggies, you can do scallions, spinach, herbs, mushrooms, artichoke hearts, black olives, onions, tomatoes, asparagus, zucchinis. If the veggies need some cooking or poaching or sautéing, have that done. Think about your cheeses: Parmesan, cheddar, blue, feta, goat, mozzarella. Pick one of those and have those ready. Or sour cream makes a great filling in an omelet. Caviar, smoked salmon. So those are just some things. Let your imagination go wild.
Yeah, and anything that you're going to have to cook, if you got to saute the onions or the zucchini or something, you want to do that first and then put them off to the side. Okay.
So you got your saute pan. Get it nice and hot. Put a big lump of butter in there. Don't let the butter get warm. Mm-hmm. Get your eggs scrambled like that. Get them nice and fresh. I always add a little bit of water, ice cold water. Not cream, not milk, water. I don't know. I think it makes it really fluffier.
So no milk, huh?
I don't put any milk in mine, no. And if you're going to put some herbs, put them in right now. Like a little dill is always nice and bright in an omelet. I love tarragon is always great. It depends on what you're putting in the omelet itself. But I add it then in some salt and pepper. Put that into the hot skillet with the bubbling butter. Let it all settle for like 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Take your fork and pull it around, or your wooden spoon, and swirl that, what has just solidified a little bit, swirl it into the middle. You are looking for big, pillowy curds of egg, that really wonderful thing. Once you have those in the middle and the rest is solidifying on the side, put your cheese down, put your filling down, and then kind of go back and forth with your pan.
You shake the pan a little bit.
Shake the pan a little bit, and with your spatula, lift that one side and put it over the cheese or the spinach and whatever, and let it just rest there. And I say put the fire down very low or even off. That saute pan is still nice and hot. Let it rest there for a minute or two until everything is kind of solidified. I like my eggs a little undercooked. Remember, they will continue to cook. And then kind of slide that out onto your plate.
Garnish, and the whole thing takes like 2 minutes or something.
And you want it sort of creamy and custardy and delicious, and that oozing cheese inside and the spinach or the asparagus, a little dusting of sea salt on top, a shard or two of Parmesan cheese, a fresh herb on top, a wonderful green salad with a really tangy vinaigrette and some roasted potatoes, a glass of Prosecco, some French bread. What do you have there, Tom?
Dinner is served.
Dinner
absolutely.
Is served.
How about poaching eggs? Folks don't poach eggs as much as it seems they used to. It seems to be a lost art somehow.
People get a little frightened of poached eggs. And as my father would say, the coward fancies perils that ne'er exist. So go forth into your kitchen, folks, and poach an egg tonight. Get a skillet that has 2 or 3 inch high sides on it, nice mm-hmm. and wide. Get that skillet, get everything ready to go. You're going to get the water nice and hot and boiling. You're going to put a pinch of vinegar in there because the white vinegar, the cider vinegar or white wine vinegar will help coagulate the whites of the eggs. And you're going to swirl it around with your wooden spoon. Get it, and of course, a big pinch of salt. Get it nice and boiling, and then bring it down to a simmer. Crack your eggs into a bowl, one egg into a nice little small bowl, and very delicately tip that bowl into the hot water and let the egg fall out into the water. Swirl the water around it a little bit, or you don't have to. If you're doing 3 or 4 eggs, you don't have to do that. You will notice the white will begin to immediately coagulate and kind of push the water a little bit above it. Just let the egg do its thing in there. You'll see it begins to harden. You want the yolk still nice and runny. After 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, have a slotted spoon ready, right at the ready. Don't go looking for it. And lift that egg out of the water and let the water drip down through the slotted spoon. And have a nice kitchen towel. You can put the egg right on that to rest it.
On the towel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to, or if you're ready to go on with the rest of your meal, you can do that or put it on a plate. The towel kind of takes all the excess water. But I want to now go on to one of my favorite dishes that I cooked when I was first beginning to cook. It was my favorite dinner party dish because it was like 4 or 5 ingredients, or maybe 6, and it was cheap. It was spaghetti alla carbonara, mm-hmm. everybody.
With the poached egg.
It is just wonderful. And what you're going to do is you're going to cook your spaghetti or whatever pasta you'd like to do. Next to you, you're going to have ready some couple of eggs with Parmesan cheese and pecorino. I like to combine the two, salt and pepper. Some bacon. You can use bacon. You can use lardon. You can use, how do you say that, guanciale?
Mm-hmm. You're
going to cook that up. You're going to pour off some of the bacon grease. You're going to then save a little bit in there. Take your cooked pasta and save that pasta water. Put the pasta in with the bacon. Toss it all together. And then a glob of butter, a little bit of butter in there too. A little bit of garlic if you'd want. And then turn the heat off. And that scrambled egg mixture you have, you don't want to scramble the eggs, but that raw egg mixture, you're going to pour it all on and toss it all with the eggs and the bacon and the pasta. And then to make it more grown up, after you put that big mound with the bacon and the eggs and the cheese all on your plate, you are going to put a poached egg on top.
All right.
Is that beautiful? And I mean, you don't have to, but yeah. You've already got the eggs. And then another shard of Parmesan and a few pieces of bacon. Throw some peas in for color. It is gorgeous. It's wow of flavor. Who doesn't like eggs and bacon and pasta and cheese?
Any time of day. All right. And it's always great to see you, Sasha. Thanks so much. We'll see you soon.
Toast them, eat them, crack them, but have an egg, folks.
Sasha Wolhandel and her husband, Steve Sisser, own Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. Come on over to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, for more information about the dishes we talked about this morning. That'll do it for us today. Coming up Friday, our movie mavens, Jed Dietz and Ann Hornaday, will catch us up on what's new in film. Until then, thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1943, Naval Air Station Patuxent River opened in St. Mary's County. Pax River is where the Navy tests its aircraft and related systems. About 22,000 people work there, and it generates an estimated $6.6 billion in economic activity in Maryland. We're back on Friday. Hope you'll join us.